Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Visit New Jersey Travel and Tourism. Discover stunning beaches, boardwalks, cultural cities, spectacular shopping meccas, and of course the Jersey Shore. The Garden State awaits at visitnj.org/ie.
Sarah Slattery is with us. She is the travel expert, and many of us, Sarah, the thoughts of booking a holiday, we just think, oh, I'm just not able for the heat. So we're going to look at coolcations today, where you can still get a holiday, but you're not going to be absolutely baked.
That's right, Trina. Yeah, it was a kind of a bit of a buzzword that went around last year, and they said it'd be a new travel trend. And I think most of us in the industry thought, you know, it'll never catch on. Us Haddies love our sun, you know. But I think last year was a big, with all those wildfires in Greece, and of course, what's horrific scenes you just saw in LA. Mm. Like, people are definitely, you know, really, really thinking about it now. And, you know, will I go in August? You know, how to avoid the heat. So it's definitely more of a travel trend, or certainly has it developed more than we all expected. Yeah. Over the last couple of years.
Because there, in some places, like, we tend to go quite early when we go on our holidays. Sometimes we go at the start of May and the pools can be freezing. But then if you leave it till July or August, sure, you'd be absolutely roasted. It would be unbearable. Yeah. So would you be able to, some of the places you're going to suggest now, would you be able to go here later in the summer?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose that's what I was really trying to get at, places that don't tend to get really, really high temperatures. But I suppose now, like, it's so hard to predict anymore, isn't it? The last couple of years, Greece has been gorgeous in October, like late in the year, where normally you'd be kind of thinking it'd be getting cold. And, you know, temperatures, it just seems to change. The Algarve have had gorgeous weather in October, November, and people have gone for midterm breaks and they've been really nice, you know, whereas normally you wouldn't expect that. So I think it's just changing everywhere, and it's so hard to predict. That's the $1 million question. If we only knew. And sure, we'd flash floods initially in July, I think, as well at one point. So you know, it's impossible to predict. There is a very handy website. It's Wonderground is the name of it, and it's a historical weather website. So they have, if you can literally click on the historical tab, and you can put in, you know, I'm picking on Greece for some reason all the time. Even I love Greece, but it has been quite in the media for being quite hot. So say you want to say, what was roads like the last 3 years in August? And you can check, like, I want to go the 1st of August, and you can check over the last 3 or 4 years. So at least you will give you a fair idea. Well, look, if it was 40 degrees 3 years in a row, OK, let's just not go there. Or vice versa, you may find actually, no, it wasn't. It was 32 degrees. So, yes, let's chance it, you know. So It is a very handy website, and it's called Wonderground. And you just click on the historical tab and it will give you an idea what the weather should be like. If there was ever a way to gauge it, it's probably the best way.
Okay, now we're going to look at a few destinations with cooler climates for the summer. Some unusual ones that people might not think of. Norway, for example.
Yeah, Norway. I don't know if you watched it on that low road, high road that was on the other day on the TV, Bergen. It looked gorgeous, I have to say. It's definitely on my list. And there's direct flights to Bergen now with Widerøe Airlines. And again, because it's not your typical Aer Lingus Ryanair, people sometimes forget that it's actually there. But yeah, they're flying from Dublin direct. And it's a gorgeous city, particularly in the summertime. I would think you've got, of course, if it's the capital, Bergen is the capital of the fjords. It's the UNESCO World Heritage Site as well. But all the boat trips you can do up along, there's, like, you can actually get a sauna boat where you're like, you have a sauna on this boat that goes up and down the fjords. There's a cable car up to the top of the mountains with the views. And yeah, like, it just looks like a really, really nice outdoorsy, interesting kind of place to go. You've got, like, you know, so far north, the sun goes on till, I don't know, 10 o'clock at night or something like that. So, like, it could be a good one for somebody looking for something different to do.
Okay. Finland. Now, we know Finland, Lapland, it's normally a wintry kind of a destination.
Yeah. Well, do you know what I was only in Tallinn recently in Estonia, and we went to one of those cheap city breaks, which, oh my God, like, by the way, they're brilliant at the moment. I have great deals on the website for anybody who wants, like, €150 for the winter to go for a weekend to Tallinn in a gorgeous hotel. But I'm digressing now. But Finland and Estonia is a really nice two centre. So if you wanted to do a bit of both, there's only 2 hours by ferry from Helsinki across to Tallinn. And there's direct flights to Helsinki and there's direct flights to Tallinn. So you could fly into one and out of another and see two countries in one. So I thought that could be good. Again, similar to Bergen, you've got all lakes and mountains and beaches and all the sort of outdoors activities. It's also supposed to be the Art Nouveau capital of Europe. And there's 300 100 islands there, the world's largest archipelago. So you can go around island hopping if you want. So plenty to do, I would say, in Finland as well. The land of the midnight sun, of course, again, you've got that sun nearly 24 hours a day in the summer. But the temperatures rarely get a kind of above 20 degrees or 22 degrees. So you're not going to have that extreme heat that you would get down in the Mediterranean.
I know it's kind of similar in Iceland and Austria as well. But in terms of maybe sun holidays with cooler climates, what would you suggest?
Yeah, there's a few. One that's been very, I think we spoke about it a couple of weeks ago on the show, is Madeira, because there's a new direct flight from Shannon this year and there is a direct flight from Dublin. So Madeira is a Portuguese island, but it's off the coast of Africa. So it's a bit like the Canary Islands, which is another one to mention that doesn't get too hot usually. Temperatures in Madeira rarely get above 27 degrees. And again, another really great spot for outdoors, loads of adventure stuff, hiking trails, all these kind of natural outdoor pools that you can swim in, like, looks gorgeous. I haven't been, but it's totally on my list. But again, like, it really, there's a cool capital there, Funchal, where the shops and bars and restaurants and a bit of a foodie spot. So lovely place to go, probably more like, I suppose, for couples, or obviously it's not going to be a place that you'd be going that would be wild with nightlife or anything like that. But I think it could be a really, really nice one, something different. And of course, we've got the direct flights as well this year.
Yeah. France is popular too.
Yeah, particularly northern France. And of course, it's so easy to get to. Northern France, actually, and northern Spain, the difference in temperatures between the north and the south. I mean, you see these really, really hot temperatures down in, you know, Nice and Cannes and places like that. And similarly in Seville and the south of Spain. But northern France and northern Spain are two really good ones. Of course, you've got all the ferries as well. So if you want to bring the kid, there's loads of campsite options.
Bring the,
bring the dogs now on the ferries and everything. And then, of course, you can fly as well. With France, there's flights, daily flights to Nantes with Ryanair and Aer Lingus. You can fly into La Rochelle with Ryanair, Rennes, I think, as well. So loads of options for France, loads of campsites, ideal for family holidays. As I said, you can bring the car. And Spain, don't forget as well, we've a new, well, it's not new now, but it was new last year, ferry service to Bilbao. And Bilbao is a gorgeous city in its own right. But again, you can travel down. One thing we did years ago with the kids is we traveled down through La Rioja, which is stunning. Like, it's like Chianti or the Tuscany. You know, people could go on about the Tuscany, but like, Rioja is actually just as beautiful. And then you could go over into San Sebastian. So there's loads, lots of opportunities there. You can either, as I said, fly into Bilbao or take the ferry. But northern Spain, generally, the temperatures don't really go over 30 degrees. Well, normally, okay. Like July, August, the average is 25 degrees, which is, compared to the south, I'd say, is much lower.
Yeah.
They're really good things to point out.
Can you bring the dog on that Bilbao ferry as well?
They have pet cabins, I believe. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. As far as I know.
Mine too wouldn't be a holiday. It'd be stressful.
You know, I think maybe not all ferries have them. So just check. But definitely more and more ferries have pet cabins now, or you're able to bring the dog.
Yeah.
And another place, if you weren't thinking of ferries, but you wanted to fly, is, and it's usually actually quite reasonable, is Girona in northern Spain. Some people go and kind of drive south and go to Salou and Barcelona. But if you go north, you've got the Costa Brava, where you've got like resorts, like they're called Estrat is one of them. Lloret de Mar, and they tend to be a bit cooler up there. They're your typical Spanish holiday resort, you know. So if you want that typical, you know, sunshine resort, they're there, but they're just northern Spain rather than the south.
Okay. And you know, one I saw there, Sarah, that you have listed on the travelexpert.ie, the UK, we were thinking about going up to the UK actually.
Oh, Cornwall, is it?
Yeah.
This is another place that I haven't actually been to, but I've had a few people rave about it, say it's absolutely gorgeous. And there's direct flights with Emerald Airlines, I think, via the Aer Lingus website into Newquay. I'm not sure if Ryanair are flying there as well. But yeah, it's supposed to be absolutely gorgeous, particularly during the summer months. Loads of lovely sandy beaches, plenty of things to do there as well. So yeah, that's a place that's totally on my list as well.
Okay, well, there you have it. Some ideas for cooler climates this summer if you're fed up being baked alive. Thanks so much, Sarah Slattery there from the travelexpert.ie.
Thanks, Trina.
Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Visit New Jersey Travel and Tourism. Discover stunning beaches, boardwalks, cultural cities, spectacular shopping meccas, and of course the Jersey Shore. The Garden State awaits at visitnj.org/ie.